Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi there. Great to be with you. We're going four downs with Tom Thayer, our game day analyst and Super Bowl Bears offensive lineman. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Josh.
All right, last night's fight is stealing our attention before we break down Bears-Rams. At the end of the Cleveland win over Pittsburgh 21-7, have you ever seen or been involved with a brawl quite like this? One guy swings a helmet at another player. What are your thoughts on it all?
You know, I've seen it before. If you go back to the preseason game, Bears-Dallas Cowboys, third play of the game, Randy White rips off the helmet of Mark Bortz and swings it at Keith Van Horn, got ejected from the game, and that kind of cleared things up. But that was early into the game, and it kind of changed the whole complexion of what was going to go on for the rest of the game. That, fortunately and unfortunately, happened at the end of the game. Get Myles Garrett out of there and you know, try to get it settled going forward. So, there's been examples of it before, but that was pretty bad.
Punishments are coming. It sounds like you've experienced something similar, what was that, about 30 years ago or so.
So it's something that's been in the league, but this is probably one of the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's rough stuff. All right, let's peek ahead to Bears-Rams. What's so difficult about this year's L.A. club, and does anything from last season's low-scoring Bears win over the Rams matter this time around?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's always nice to have a blueprint of success. You know, last week we talked about Mitch's example from playing the Detroit Lions and seeing some victories and how you play in the game. And then you got to take what the defense did well last year against the Rams, how they were able to contain them, and what they did offensively against them. Now this year you got Cooper Kupp. He's one of the fastest, most clever running wide receivers in the league. So if you can protect yourself against big plays, super big plays from him, and make them try to work you play in and play out, that's when the advantage goes to the defense. So it's going to be interesting, especially with all the new bodies that the Rams are going to have on the offensive line.
Third down, we know the Bears have another injury at linebacker, Nick Kwiatkowski stepping in for Danny Trevathan. You're talking about the speedy Cooper Kupp being a weapon. So what are going to be the other key challenges for the Bears defense Sunday night in L.A.?
You know, it's going to put Jared Goff in a retreat position. You know, you don't want to stand there comfortably in the pocket being a tall guy and be able to locate your receivers downfield. You can slow the running game, but you can also pressure the quarterback. So I think that's what you need to do each and every snap is, again, protect against the running game. Don't let a big passes beat you.
Fourth down with Tom Thayer. Starting running back David Montgomery turns his ankle, sits out practice. What's the concern level? How concerned are you with the banged up Montgomery and how he may affect the Bears' chances Sunday night?
You know, I'm super concerned, but they activated Ryan Nall last week when they got rid of Mike Davis, and he's a good football player. They can use Tariq Cohen. They can use Cordarrelle Patterson, so it's not going to be a complete game plan change. However, David Montgomery has been super impressive with his tackle blocking, tackle breaking ability, so I'm just excited to see a good young player. If he's not healthy, then I think that's where the concern should lie going down through the rest of the season.
All right, first down, we've moved the chains. Thanks for the time, Tom.
You're welcome, John.
We'll hear from you again Sunday night, along with Jeff Joniak and the Game Day crew. We'll have exclusive live coverage from Los Angeles beginning at 4 o'clock, Bears-Rams Sunday night here on WBBM and the updated Radio.com app.